Thank the Lord for that, the hill that Christ was crucified on. Thank the Lord for his life. Was thinking his last few days that he was here on this earth, and he came riding on a donkey into Jerusalem. It didn't look like it was going to be much of a ride for a person as great as the Savior, but he came riding in on a donkey. It was never been rode before, I don't believe. They untied him, and he said, "Now you go over here," to a couple of his disciples. He said, "Go over here, and you'll find this little animal tied there, and bring him to me. If anybody asks you what you're doing, you just tell them the Lord needs him." And all four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, mentions this. And they're all in agreement. It's just so beautiful. I don't know. I think about Palm Sunday. Think about today and the Savior when he was here on this earth. And knowing that he had just a few more days, knowing that his time was so limited, and it looked like the crowd that was with him and all that began to say Hosanna in the highest, they were so elated that people were recognizing this is the Savior. And here he was on that donkey. They began to put branches down and lay their clothes down as the donkey walked on. There was just such reverence. In just a few days, he'd be gone. But he wasn't down about that. He didn't get down. He was triumphant to the end. And you know, I think about this time of year, it just brings something special to our minds to remember the Lord and his overcoming power. Remember him because he made the journey. He came this life, even though his life was cut short, 33 years, and just seemed like cut right at the prime, taken out of this world right in the prime. And yet it was the plan of God. It was what the Lord designed. It really tells me today that the Lord wants us to be victorious also. We may be looking at things that are not so good in our life and all, but you know what? We can finish. Paul said, "I want to finish this course. I fought a good fight. I've finished the course. I've run this race. And now," he said, "there's a crown that's laid up for me, and not to me only, but to all them that love his appearing." Thank God today for his blessings to us, for his life that he lived, and for his faithfulness. I thank the Lord for the saints here in LaRonger. My years of coming here, I've noted one thing. I've loved your hospitality. I've loved your carefulness that you all have had. It's so opposite of me. I'm not by nature, like a perfect person or want to be real prompt and everything, but you all have taught me so much. I'm just glad to be around you. I hope some of you rubs off on me. You know, it's good to know the people of God. We can help each other, and I appreciate that very much. Thank you for your faithfulness over the years. It's really been special. Could we look in the book of Job this morning? That doesn't sound like a real good place to start, but I just love Job and the things that he taught us by his faithfulness also and living for the Lord. He taught us a lot of things. 19th chapter of Job. Job was in trouble. He was in a very needy place. And he said this in the 19th chapter and 21st verse. Well, let's read the 20th. He said, "My bone cleaveth to my skin and to my flesh. I'm escaped with the skin of my teeth. Have pity upon me, have pity upon me, O ye my friends, for the hand of God hath touched me. I don't know how many people could recognize, seemed like his good close friends didn't recognize the hand of God. They were saying, Job, you've sinned. That's the problem with you. You have sinned. And that's why all this evil is coming on you. You've sinned, Job. And he said, no, no, you've got it wrong. The hand of God has touched me. That's the reason I'm having all these problems. It's the hand of God that's touched me. He said, no, no, if you were right before God, these things wouldn't have happened. He kept saying, no, my friend, just have pity on me. Think about it. It's the hand of God that touched me. And how many times are we mistaken because the hand of God touches us? And it's like he knew what was going on, but others around him didn't know. And I'm reminded of that verse that says we see through a glass darkly. And there's sometimes we really don't understand what's going on in our life. We see through it darkly. Lord, I really don't understand what you're doing, but I'm going to still trust you. I'm going to read on down. It said, why do you persecute me as God and are not satisfied with my flesh? Look at me. Look at me. Look at all these boils. Look at things. Don't you see there's something going on? It's the hand of God that's touched me. My, when we think of the hand of God and we hear the worldly wisdom of our age, it's all prosperity and it's all abounding, it's all powerful, it's everything. But Job said, just look at me. It's things the Lord is doing in my life. You know, the touch of God is going to bring something in our life, folks, that's going to matter so much. And as we read on here, we'll know. He said in the 25th verse, for I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh I shall see God. Oh, I would today that we could have this knowledge embedded down in our hearts. I know that my Redeemer liveth. I know that he liveth. I know he knows what he's doing. I may not understand, but I know that he knows what is going on. So this morning I want to talk to you. I'm going to be honest with you. I have about 3 or 4 messages that I'm going to do at once here this morning that I thought, Lord, it's going to be so confusing. These folks are going to not want to have me anymore. But I've got so many things going through my mind this morning. And I pray the Lord will help you to just get something. You ever go to a buffet and just focus in on macaroni and cheese? Well, the young people do sometimes. But a buffet has everything just about on it. It's got everything on it. So I'm not going to say that you're going to get everything, but there's a possibility there might be something on there that you can take home with you. And that is my sincere desire. When the hand of God touches us, it changes us. Not everybody's going to understand what's going on, but the Lord is able to take us through. And there's some spaces in life, all of you know this, you've been around very long, there's some spaces that are just blank. And it's like, I don't understand what's going on. This is not where I really want to be, but I've got to go through it. I'm not going to write these down, but I'm just going to tell you. There's a road in our spiritual life called the Despondent Desert Drive. Where I got all of these, only the Lord knows. I'm not sure he... Bell, where'd you come up with them? But Despondent Desert Drive, folks, there's places that we are going down on, and it is a road that doesn't seem like it's very likable. We get on some of these places in life and we become despondent. It's like your feelings are just, you're void of them. We get a lack of interest. We are beyond words of helping. It seemed like we get in a despondent place. There's not much going on for sure. And then if you drive a little further, you're going to go and find Depression Freeway. It is everything but positive. Depression Freeway, many of us have traveled that little road for a while. Hopefully you don't live on that road. Hopefully it's just a place that we're going through, and it's one of those blanks, and it's one of those places, the quicker the better I can get out of there, the quicker the better that I can get off of that place. It's not a place for us to camp out. I'm going to tell you that. This Depression Freeway, it is free. The devil would like for us to stay on that freeway. It doesn't cost you anything. You can get on that and travel for miles and miles if you're not careful. But I want to tell you this morning, there are exits on every one of these roads that we can get off, and we can find help in time of need. We can get out of those places where we're pushed down. We feel like the weight of the whole world is on our shoulders sometimes. We feel like it's impossible. We feel like that there's no way I could ever change. There's no way to get out of it. I'm going to tell you, this COVID thing has got us into a mess. It's got us to where we're isolated. And I'm telling you, the devil is working through this whole mixture of stuff going on. I've never seen so many people that are having struggles with this right now. And it's a road the devil wants to keep us on. He wants to tell you there's no hope for our country. We're lost. We can't go. The COVID's around. We can't do this and this. And pretty soon we're just hemmed in and can't go anywhere. He would love for us to stay on Depression Freeway. I'm telling you, keep your eyes open, because there's an exit real quick. There's a way for us to get off of that. There's a way that we can make it. And I want to encourage you this morning, have hope in God. Just realize that this is just, it has come to pass. It has come our way to pass. A little sign on that Volkswagen car, a little bumper sticker said, "This too shall pass." You know what? There are things we can keep going and we can get out of. There are things that we look at sometimes and think the devil paints this big picture. There's nothing but gloom. There's no hope. There's no way you can make it. And the Lord comes by and He makes a way of escape, like He promised in the Word. He said, "There is no temptation taken you but such as is common to man, but He will with the temptation also make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it." Thank God for that this morning. There is a way out of the Depression Freeway. How about Nervous Nation Bypass? We're worried about all the small things on the Nervous Nation Bypass. Oh my, how many people are on this all the time? And it's a scary place to be. You know, I'll see a car that, I remember one time growing up, there was these, I went to school with these folks and had an old Rambler, and the steering wheel was on, every time I say the wrong side, they'll say, "No, it was on the right side." But it was on the opposite side of where a normal one is in the United States. Let's just say it was on the other side. And this old Rambler, Frank didn't care much about how it ran, just so it ran. And I was behind them one time, and one or more of the rims was so bent, and they was all in the car. And every time that wheel would come around, it was all rocking like this. Nervous Nation Bypass. No wonder people are scared. And sometimes we worry over small things. It's small things that kill us. It just takes away. Sometimes we're so worried about how I look, or we're so worried about these small things, and really we just don't need to be worried about the small things in life. And the Lord wants to help us. There's too many times we stay on that bypass. The Lord, get off at the next exit, please. Get off of there. Don't be worried about the small things. Fret not thyself in any wise, He said, to do evil. Don't be worried about getting back and getting even and all this at people. Don't be worried about what people think about you. You know, as you get older, you find out it didn't really matter anyway. You know, when you're young, it's like every hair is down, everything's got to be perfect, and you get older and think, oh, wasn't nobody looking anyway. Folks, let's get off of it. Next exit. I'm off. I'm gone. I'm not going to stay there. Angry Avenue. How about this? Unresolved issues. Verbal frustrations. Angry. How about that? Angry Avenue. A lot of people are driving around and going slow on this one. Angry. It's time to find an exit and get off of it. Get off of the Angry Avenue. It goes for on. I'm satisfied you can stay on this road for years and years and years and looking and trying to find revenge and trying to get back. And there's unresolved things. And it was like this happened years ago with my family. And this carried on and this went on and on. And the devil will keep you on this road all your life. Unresolved issues, things that just should have been under the blood years ago, keep going on. And the devil said, hang on a little longer. It gets better. No, it won't. Get off the next exit. And there's exits everywhere. If you have to jump the curb, I'm telling you, get off of this one. Because it'll do nothing for you. How about Dullness Lane? Dullness Lane. It's close to Despondent Drive, very close to it in proximity. No energy, and just seemed like we're just despondent, just lacking enthusiasm, just kind of going on, no momentum. What propelled us once as a young person, we first got saved, has fizzled out, and we just hang in on Dullness Drive, and we putter along, bump into people, no enthusiasm, angry, you know. All these little roads and all these little places are real close to each other. And the Lord is saying to us today, get up. I want you to go higher. I want you to get up out of these things. And I want you to realize, I want you to think about what I was facing my last few days on earth. And I was looking at, here I was, to fulfill the scripture, I'd get on the back of a donkey and I'd ride into town. That was the glory. That was my final day. That started my final days. And you know what? He did that so willingly. He did that fulfilling scripture. And I can just see that old donkey, step by step, carrying a man never a person had set on his back. Didn't buck. He didn't carry on. He just slowly made his way. Lord, help us this morning. I so desire victory among us. I so desire us to keep the victory. It's not enough to just have it once in a while. We've got to keep the victory. We've got to keep going. I wrote something down. I don't know where this came from, but it says this. If you quit now, you'll end up right back where you first began. And when you first began, you were desperate to be right where you are today. So keep going. Don't stop. Keep going. Set a course. I'm going to make it by the Lord's help. I know I can make it. I know by God's help I can make it. Dullness Lane, get off of that this morning. If we're tempted to be on there, if the world has caused our feelings to be bombarded and caused us to be in such a feeling that we just feel like all of our emotions are plucked out of us and taken, and I'm just going on like in a mechanical state. I don't have much emotions. I know there's times like that. I know in life there are places it just seem like we're overwhelmed. I'm going to read to you number 186 in our song book. I don't see a song book here, but look at 186 and read this. This song came to me this week and was such a blessing to me. I'm redeemed. Thank you, Brother Bob. I'm redeemed. 186. We might just have to sing a verse of this song. I'm redeemed from the darkness of the night that so thickly enveloped my soul. Have you been redeemed this morning? It's something to be thankful for. Let's sing the first and last verse, if you all don't mind.
Wonderful life, where the waves of thy glory roll.
I'm redeemed,
praise the Lord. I'm redeemed by the blood of the Lamb.
I am
saved from all sin, walking in the light. I'm redeemed by the blood.
Wonderful to me, the darkness of the night that so thickly enveloped my soul. Oh, I'm thankful that Scripture said that darkness was not able to comprehend. It was not able to stop the power of the light. And that light is so wonderful to us today. Before I go on any more of these roads, I want to look in Isaiah and read a verse of Scripture here in the book of Isaiah. I believe it's the 6th chapter. I love to see the prophecy and fulfillment of the Scriptures. Isaiah 6:6, it's speaking here of an angel that came down and done something. He said, then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hands, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth and said, lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin is purged. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me. The touch of God is wonderful. The touch of God took Job down a path he didn't really know hardly what to do. He'd never been there before. Strange place. Lord, all that I've ever seen of you, he said, on my right hand, even where you work, I couldn't find you. I looked at the left and right. I looked all around. And he said, I just didn't see you, but you were there in that place with me. You know, I'm glad in the last part of Job, it says that when Job prayed for his friends, the Lord delivered him out of all the things that happened to him. Gave him even more than what he had in the beginning. I want to tell you, when the hand of God touches you, there is a design. There's something He has in mind for you and me. And when we let the Master work in our lives, we'll be different people. Here we read about the Lord have got those tongs, and he took a live coal off the altar and he touched the prophet's lips. And when he touched him, that touch caused him to say, here am I, send me. The touch of God will do something for us. It'll change us. It'll cause us to be different people. How about Hopeless Highway? Let's go back to this neighborhood. I hope you're not living in the hood this morning. But I'm telling you, all of us, if we don't live there, we're going to be passing some of these places in our life. We got to be careful. We got to keep going. I like the little saying, and I've kept it in my mind for many years now. Keep silent, keep sweet, and keep stepping. The keep stepping part is critical for us in overcoming and getting through some of these bypasses that we get on in life. Hopeless Highway. We're never aiming for anything and always missing some kind of mark. Never aiming. If we don't have an aim tonight or today, this morning, where are we going to end up? Probably not any different we were yesterday. I want to encourage you to aim high. Aim high. Put the marks high. I'm not going to be living on this hopeless highway. I'm going to keep going. Forward, forward is the battle cry. Onward, onward to our home on high. We will conquer for the Lord or die. The foes retreating, press the battle on. Strengthened by the mighty power of heaven, we shall conquer, we shall conquer. May this be our watchword and song. May this be something that takes us and inspires us to keep going on. Thank God today for people that didn't stop when they were challenged. They kept going right on. Oh, there's so many that come to my mind, and I think about the Husses, and I think about the Tyndales and other folks that they wanted to get the Word of God into the English language, and they had desires to see that brought to all the little congregations and people, so people could begin to understand it and read it. And oh, they didn't quit till it was accomplished. Some were burned at the stake, and they suffered. They gave their lives for them and everything they had, but they kept going because they aimed high. I want to encourage you today, get off of a hopeless highway. When you think you can't make it, get off there. Just know this, there's all kind of fog on that hopeless highway. There's all kind of things that dull your senses and cause you to not even think right sometimes, and you wonder which way's up. My wife gave me a shocking answer one time, or a question. She said, we went into a department store, and she said, which way's up? And she meant, where's the escalator? But her thinking was, which way's up? And it put me to thinking. I told her the wrong answer. She said, well, it's always been that way. And she said, no, James, I want to know where the escalator. We did find the way up. If we can get off of another one, and this is a tough one to get off on, and we get hung up on this stubborn avenue. Stubborn avenue has caused a lot of people to grind to a halt. On stubborn, you'll find, folks, you'll find that this one here can, we won't change because I'll lose some face if I do. I set a trot line one time in the lake, and I went to run it, and I'm telling you, fishermen, you know what a challenge and how wonderful it feels to go run a trot line early in the morning. And the minute you grab it and you feel that line going up and down, oh, it's like, I can't wait to see. And then you look out there a ways, and that water's boiling, and you see this big old catfish on that line. That is real challenging, but I caught a turtle one time on a trot line, and he had no hook in him. He saw the bait, he bit down on it, and was too stubborn to let go. When I lifted up the trot line, he was dead. His mouth just dropped open, he fell off. All he would have had to do was just say, I believe I've had enough down here, and just open his mouth, and he could have swum off. But he was so stubborn, I'm not letting go of this thing. And he didn't. Stubbornness will cause us to lose ground spiritually. Lord, help us today to have a willingness in our heart to change sometimes. To change. Well, what's it going to cost you to change? To be a little kinder to someone. Somebody's got to break the cycle. Someone has to stop things. And it's fallen in our lap as the people of God to be the changers. We're called to be the changers. You're called. As much as lieth in you, be peaceable. Live peaceably with all men. I remember back home there was a neighbor. I had him on one side and one of the saints had him on the other side. And he built a bed spring fence. Now, how modern is that? In front of your nice home and next to your nice home, just a few feet away, was bed springs. He loved to collect them, I guess. There was, I don't know how many feet of bed springs, and that was the fence. Real stylish, wasn't it? Well, I think they went in and built a fence on the other side, but up on my side, the old property hadn't been surveyed a long time, and I had to have it surveyed. Well, the survey stakes was way over on his side, and the first thing he saw, those red flags, he said, that's not where that property, and he pulled them all up. We're going to have times you have to deal with it. I never bucked him on that. I could have put a fence there, and I know we could get in some issues here this morning. It probably stir us all up and we'd get angry about it. That's exactly what the devil would like for us to do. But I want to tell you, there are some things on this old stubborn avenue. We're going to have to be willing to be changers. Changers. The people of God are called to be strong. Be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God. You may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. The wiles are the methods. His methods. He has a way. He knows how to push your button. And all of us have places, you know, and sometimes they're not as visible in others as maybe they are other people, but he knows where your weakness is, and he'll find that, and just there it goes. You might say, well, yeah, my husband knows where my button is, and he pushes it. My wife knows where my button is. She pushes it too much. Well, move the button. Lord, help us. Lustful lane. Be careful about this one, because there's a whole lot of things out there that are out to cause us trouble, men and women alike. Lustful lane. If we don't have a fulfilling of God inside of us, is if our cravings are not fulfilled inside, I'm telling you, the devil will fill them with something that he's got. And his solutions are poisonous to us. Watch lustful lane. Get off of it as soon as you can. Exit from it. Pilgrim and Pilgrim's Progress, he put his fingers in his ears and he said, life, eternal life. And he run for that opening. He run for the place where he could lay all of his burdens down. We've got to do that in life. There's things that's going to try to overcome us. There's overcoming powers that'll work against us. In our weakness, Satan works against our weakness, folks. And he will cause us trouble any way he can. Lord, help us to stay off this one and be filled. He said, be filled with the Spirit of God. When we get our cravings inside, internally, we get those satisfied. Everything else just seems to be secondary. It'll fall away. But being internally satisfied it's a job. We'll have to work at it. But watch this one, because it leads to other things down this journey of life, and the end result is a craving for something that is never fulfilled. Satan has no way to fulfill your cravings. It's always something more. The initial dose of certain kind of drugs, that initial dose causes such a high, the transmitters in your brain and the receptors over here, the transmitters normally are putting out so much, the receptors are able to receive when drugs are involved in that, the transmitters are putting out 500 times more than the receptors, and there comes a place inside, and they say you heard the saying, their brain was fried. Well, there's literally something to that. Be careful. That first high, people, it came up to here. The second high never got quite that high. And the third high, and it gets to a place there never will be that initial place because something has been lost up there. Be careful. The scripture said, all my springs are in thee, O Zion. The Lord has a way of satisfying the longing heart, and He will keep us through all kinds of difficulties and problems that we can encounter in life. He has a way of satisfying a longing heart, but beware when you're not satisfied, you get on this road, you can't get off. Be careful. It's dangerous. I'm not talking about something that's, you might say, well, this is childish. I'm talking about something that's real because I see this in people every day. I see this. There are people that are so helpless. My heart goes out to them. When I turn on Guthrie and Archer in downtown Tulsa every morning, I see the effects of this right here. Rows and rows of tents. And on cold, rainy mornings, I see them, and some of them that sleep under this bail bondsman's little lean-to, and his feet and all was sticking out. It hurts me every time I see it, and I see the people that are living there and homeless and helpless, it seemed like. And one man, he had a toothache, and they know that in jail you can get it fixed for $8, so they'll do some petty crime, get arrested, get in jail, and get their tooth fixed, and they're right back out the back door. Our society is hurting this morning, and our world is reeling over the effects of drugs. It's unbelievable, folks, what is happening out there. People's lives are being ruined. They get on one of these roads, and it wrecks them for life. It's pitiful. One man froze to death. It got so cold there, and his little tent couldn't keep him warm, and he'd been drinking and things. It's on and on and on. It's something I just would love for the world. I love for them to wake up and get off of these roads. Get off of them. The Lord has a way. He has a highway. The scripture said the vulture's eye hath not seen it. It's a way that's hid to the world, but there is a way. And He has revealed that to those that love Him. He said in one place, Father, I thank Thee. Jesus was praying and He said, I thank Thee that Thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent and hast revealed them unto babes. We must become as little children. We must be willing to hear. We must be willing to have things in our life that we receive the Word of God. And when we do, it's going to be life to us. It's going to be health to us. It's going to be strength to us. Stay off a lustful lane, folks. Young people, young and old alike. It's a dangerous place to be. The Pride Parkway. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. I want us to be careful here. Pride Parkway can somehow make us think we're on the right road and everybody else is wrong. Pride Parkway will, it kind of sounds beautiful. I don't know if you all have ever drove on any of these roads. If there's a name, Pride Parkway, I don't know. I've never seen it, but I've seen it in a spiritual sense. I seem we have an overestimation of ourselves sometimes, and that's not good. We need to be careful. Pride Parkway, get off of that thing. Get off of it. If thou wouldst have the dear Savior from heaven walk by thy side from the morn till the even, there is a rule that each day you must follow. Humble thyself to walk with God. Let's get off of that one. An overestimation of ourselves. I heard this thing, if you could buy that fellow for what he thinks he's worth, let's see how, for No, if you could buy him for what he's worth and sell him for what he thinks he's worth, he'd make a lot of money. Lord, help us. Confusion cloverleaf. In Tulsa, there's a cloverleaf, and one time we was going somewhere, I can't remember, and I got off of this exit, went around the next one, got back on, I came around, and we just went kind of in circles for a while. How would you like to live on that? People living on that, never getting off, just constantly in, turning around, going around this way and that way, coming back, circling back, around, and never getting off. Confusion. Confusion is not of God. God is not the author of confusion, but as in peace, as in all the churches of the saints. He is not the author of confusion. The enemy of our soul is. And if we live on that little clover leaf in life, and we're confused all the time, not knowing which way, well, maybe it was that way. I'm going north now, I'm going south, I'm going east. Let's just take and go straight. On all of these, if you turn right and go straight, you can get off of any one of these in the neighborhood. Turn right and go straight. You'll clear it up. It'll be good. Oh, my father-in-law scared me to pieces when we drove in the United States. And I said if she had a brake pedal, she would have had a big one on her side. I don't know how many times she'd go, James! Not me, but her husband. James! She would be pushing that pedal over there on that side. Rare back. And sometimes she'd... Oh. We can sure get in trouble, folks, in the wrong pathway, can't we? Double-minded man, the Bible said in James, in the book of James, is unstable in all his ways. Double-mindedness will cause us to have many problems in life. Let's have confidence in the Lord. The Lord, when he was on that donkey, knew what he was doing. This was all the plan of the Father. He was going his Father's way. Insecurity loop. We don't have any trust in providence. It seemed like we're just in this insecurity loop. God help us to get through the blank spaces. The last one, the fearful freeway. A lot of what white knuckle drivers, fearful freeway, always paranoid about this and that. Lord, help us to have confidence in our Creator. The Lord is going to take us through. John 20, 10 and 27 and 28 says, my sheep hear my voice. Let me read that. I love the scriptures. My sheep hear my voice. And I know them and they follow me. Isn't that a comfort today? My sheep hear my voice. And though they're in a confused place in life, they hear my voice. And when they hear that, they will follow me. They will take off and go my way. They will come my way. Psalm 32, 6 and 8. I'll go through here. I'm almost through, folks. I appreciate your time here this morning and trust the Lord will bless us this new week and cause us to see the goodness of God. For this shall everyone that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. Surely in the floods of great waters they shall not come nigh unto him. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. Be not as the horse or as the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle, lest they come near unto thee. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. Be glad in the Lord, and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. Thank God for the word of God. The godly will pray in a time when thou mayest be found. I'm not going to get to all of these, but Nehemiah 2:17 and 18, I love the positiveness of Nehemiah. Nehemiah was in a great distress, but he said, you know, the Lord has been with us, and he's going to help us. We're in a distress, but he said the hand of God is with us. And when the hand of God is with us, don't you know he's able to come by and steer us in the right place that we should go? And surely he did with Nehemiah. That city in 52 days, the project that Nehemiah had, the vision that he had in 52 days, it was 54 days, it was accomplished in a short period of time. We can get from our distressful situation into driving on the victory side. Sister Lizzie Jordan used to say, keep us on the victory side. I still remember her prayers. Keep us on the victory side. If we'll let the Lord, he'll keep us on the victory side. He'll get us out of that neighborhood where all these things are abounding and happening. He'll get us on the victory side. I love Psalms 23, and I want to read this one, and I'll be through 23. And the third chapter, he restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for what? Thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they do comfort me. Thou even preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. And you cause me to sit down and eat. Even though they're all around, you prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You put me in places I would never have chosen to be, but you are with us. Your hand has guided us. I want to encourage you all this morning and this new week as you start off. The Lord is with you. The Lord is with you. He is going to help you. He's going to be your supplier. He's going to be your strength. He's going to be your shield. He's going to give you the power to break out and make the right turn. It's like Satan gets a hold of the wheel sometimes and locks us in and pushes on the accelerator, and here we go. Scared to death. It's no wonder people white knuckle and go, oh, it is a fearful thing, because he'll take us sometimes and around some steep. He would love to destroy us all, but God's going to help us. He needs the salt of the earth still here. That's why we're all here, is because he's needing more salt. The earth is unseasoned. He's needing salt. He's needing us to be light and salt. They're silent. You don't hear nothing in light. I mean, you hear these transformers humming, but you don't. Light is silent, but it has a great effect. It'll cause grass to grow. It'll cause trees to grow. Spiritual light will cause souls to bloom and blossom and come out of their darkness. And that is where the Lord is wanting us today. Again, I'm going to read that I read a while ago. If you quit now, you'll end up right back where you first began. And when you first began, you were desperate to be right where you are now. So I want to encourage you, keep going. Don't stop. Don't quit. The Lord will bless us if we do. Thank you all for your time, and thank you for being the people that you are. Keep up the good work. Keep going. Don't stop. Don't quit now. Amen.